Well, from Pringle Bay, let's go to Potchefstroom. And a hearty good afternoon to Daniela Beekman in Potchefstroom. Daniela, good afternoon to you, ma'am.
Hi, Johan. How are you?
Well, I'm so fine. My mom in Klebega, or formerly known as Port Elizabeth, always says, all for the better for hearing your voice. Wonderful. You in Potchefstroom, how's the weather there this afternoon?
It's a beautiful day today. It's nice and hot here, so it's a lovely day in Potch today.
Lovely. What's the dam at the other side of the university called again?
I'm not sure. I'm actually from Cape Town.
Okay.
So I'm still getting to know the Potchefstroom area.
But there's a dam, and I can tell you, many, many times in my life, earlier on in my younger days, we went to Potchefstroom's dam with watermelon and had a wonderful day. And with me in the studio is a friend of mine. You can say hello to him. He is Bisi Biesenbach. He went to the army in Potchefstroom.
Bisi. Oh, okay, cool. Hi, Bisi.
How are you? Fine, thank you. I'm also from Cape Town, but I was there for my army, so I haven't got the most beautiful memories of Potchefstroom, but it's a beautiful town, really. Yeah,
it really is. It's a lovely town. The people are very friendly, a nice little small town, and yeah, it's blessed.
Yeah, do enjoy your time there.
And yes, I wonder if both of you know, we always speak about Stellenbosch as the Eikestad. But the longest oak tree
avenue
is Tom Street in Potchefstroom.
Okay, I didn't know that.
It must be beautiful this time of the year with all the green leaves on the oak trees.
I think I'm going to go check it out this weekend.
Okay, go and check it out. Check it out.
Yeah.
Daniela.
Yes.
You've got so much hope in your heart.
Yeah.
Because you were homeless. You were a heroin addicted person for 15 years.
Yes.
And then Christ Jesus stepped into your mess.
Yeah.
And today you are here to tell the world that Jesus Christ the Lord, by his mercy and grace, can help the most vulnerable person with hopelessness in the most hopeless situation to turn it around to his glory. Tell us your story, ma'am.
Okay, I actually was born in Johannesburg, and I grew up in actually in Hillbrow, but this is way back in the 80s. And I sadly had a dad that was an alcoholic and a drug addict, and he was extremely abusive as well. And all that violence and abuse that I grew up with, I didn't realize the effect and the impact that it had on me and on the way that I viewed myself. So when I grew up later on, I started mixing with the wrong crowd. I started looking for acceptance in the wrong people because obviously I had no self-worth or value because of my background that I grew up in. And then I got mixed up with the wrong crowd. And when I was in my early 20s, I got also involved in a relationship that wasn't very good for me. And I started experimenting with drugs. But it started at a very young age with drinking and smoking. Dacha. I think I was about 17 when I started experimenting with that. And it was a very, very slow downhill spiral. And when I got to my early 20s, I started, I tried heroin for the first time. And all it took was just one experiment for me to do, and it was over for me from there. And from there, my life really went out of control. It's very long stories. I've been to places that I never, ever imagined I would go to. I hurt a lot of people because of my addiction, because I wasn't emotionally or mentally addicted to it anymore. I had become physically dependent on heroin because I was shooting it up intravenously. And a long story short, I ended up living on the streets in Cape Town, and I started standing at the robots with a board in order to enable my addiction. But before that, I did get caught with drugs, and I was sent to Polesmore Prison. The first time I thought, okay, when I get out of prison, I got to stop, because, I mean, I got a big fright. It's, you know, it's hell on earth in prison. And I got out, and I used the very next day again. And this happened 3 times, and then my family eventually disowned me. I'm also married to a wonderful, wonderful man, and he also had to take a step back. He's also a recovering addict as well. And I ended up living on the streets of Cape Town by myself and enabling, standing at the robots to support myself with my addiction. And it was a very, very, very dark place for me. And even though I knew God at that time, I think my perception of who Jesus actually was so warped because of my bringing up as a little girl. So I related to God, our Father, as my earthly father, and I could never make a connection with him like that. And then I hit my rock bottom, and people always ask me, well, how did you get out of your rock bottom, Daniela? And I can honestly sit here and say to you today that I didn't get out of my rock bottom. Jesus came and he pulled me out of that pit that I was in. And he used such amazing people to actually help do this. And Fricky Heffer from Hope Again Recovery Center made a way and got people in Cape Town. They found out what robots that I was standing at. And they actually came to collect me at the robots and put me on a bus. And I went to Potch and I went to Hope Again Recovery Center. And my experience at Hope Again Recovery Center was just so different from all the other experiences that I had been through, because it was the first time when I was there that I actually experienced the love of the Father, my heavenly Father, and not my earthly Father. And it's been a journey. God has revealed many things to me in my life that needed healing, specifically from my childhood, where I needed to experience the love of God in my life to deliver me from all of those bondages that I was in. And, you know, a lot of people, I talk about me being on heroin, but there's other people that are addicted to other things. You know, you get porn and you get shopping addiction, you get gambling, you get alcohol, you get prescription drugs. And this is all just a life-controlling problem. We're all in bondage with that, and the only person that can actually set us free is Jesus. And when I got a Hope Again, I surrendered to the Lord completely. I said to him, I can't do this anymore. I've lost everything I had. I'd lost my family. I'd lost my husband and my children. All possessions that I came to Hope Again with was the clothes on my back. And 2 years later, I'm living in my own home, with my wonderful husband. My daughter is back with me. I tuck her into bed every night. And I actually am so honored and blessed that I'm actually looking after my mom now as well. And I work at Hope Again Recovery Center where I'm able to give back. And, you know, a lot of people always look and say, but how did you get, like I said, how did I get out of my rock bottom? I think Jesus saw my heart. I don't think I knew he saw my heart. And there was no way that I could have climbed out of that on my own. And, I mean, even at the robots, I used to sit there and pray. And I used to ask God, I used to say to him, please, please help me to get out of the situation. And God really came through for me. So I can testify that no matter how hopeless a situation is, Jesus can come in and he can turn your life completely, completely around. And he's done that for me.
Absolutely the truth. And, you know, you remind me of what the Lord Jesus Christ said. The truth and the truth will set you free, Daniela.
Yes. Yes. And it's not been an easy journey, you know. It's
absolutely.
It's never easy to face a lot of pain and hurt that you've been living with. The enemy's been telling you so many lies about yourself for so many years, and for you to sit down and realize that God loves you with such an unconditional love.
Amen.
You know, he sets you completely free, and it's been such a liberating journey for me. And one of the most important things that I can just encourage anybody in that's in recovery at the moment is that you need to stay close to God. You know, it's so important that we have the Holy Spirit with us, that we have our quiet times, and we just stick close to God.
Daniela, you are the social media coordinator at Hope Again Wellness Center there in Potchefstroom. Where can people get hold of you?
Well, they can contact me on my cell phone number. Can I give my number out?
Please, do read your cell phone number slowly, please.
Okay, my cell phone number is 073-479-6727. And for any info that they would like on Hope Again Recovery Center, as we've got four centers now, our head office is in Potchefstroom. Then we've got a center in Bloemfontein, and we've got a center in Vereeburg, and we've also got a center in Steenbokplan. So for any info on that, please feel free to go to our website as well, which is www.harc.co.za, or they can give me a call and we can refer them to the people.
I'm going to repeat your telephone number, 073-479-6727.
That's correct.
Or go to www.harc.co.za.
That's correct.
Daniela Buchmann, absolute pleasures having you on air this afternoon. May the Lord God Almighty just bless you. And I want to play you a special song by Candy Staton. It's a hallelujah anyway, because I think over your life we can just sing the hallelujah to the Lord God Almighty.
Oh, thank you so much, your one.
God bless. Enjoy Potch and go and see Tom Street with all the oak trees.
I'll send you a couple of WhatsApp photos.
Do so, do so. Thanks, ma'am.
Okay, cool. Have a wonderful day.
Same to you.